Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Talking Sense right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back, of course, Alistair Milroy from Breaking the Mold Accounting. How are you, Alistair?
I'm good. Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here again.
Yeah, well, it's good to have you. Now, today we are going to be talking about the virtual CFO. And when you broached that topic, I had no idea what you were talking about, of course, because I am sort of a one-man band. But upon further reflection, it's actually a virtual chief financial officer. And before, it's basically something that most big companies have, an actual chief financial officer. But for companies like mine, how can you afford to pay a chief financial officer? So tell us what a virtual chief financial officer is.
That's right. A virtual chief financial officer is something that's come about a lot and very much growing in popularity in the UK, the US, and the Australian and South African markets. And really, it's, I think for smaller businesses, it's probably still price sensitive, but for a mid-sized business, you'll often find that a business will have, you know, a financial controller or bookkeeper, and they can do, you know, 70% of what's needed. But when it comes to maybe looking more strategically, there's a gap there. And you know, CFOs are, you know, one of the more expensive positions in a company. So often for these, you know, for a mid-sized company, hiring a full-time CFO is going to be prohibitively expensive, and then they might not need it 100% of the time. So a virtual CFO is really a role which is outsourced or contracted. It can be part-time, but it's just bringing that strategic and so marrying the strategic and areas of finance with your finance department to really extract a bit more value, rather than just being, you know, something's done for your compliance and your tax, that you're really looking at your financial information and being able to use that to look forward in your business.
So what exactly is the role then? I mean, we've talked a lot about accounting, but what is the role of a chief financial officer? Like, what specifically is their task on a daily basis?
Yeah, a CFO will be, you know, someone who's probably got experience in a lot more businesses and at quite a senior level. So be looking, rather than looking at, you know, day-to-day bookkeeping or reporting, is going to be looking at what's the strategic view for and plan for the company, planning out the budgets around that, fundraising, even looking at bringing investors on board and putting together investor packs. But it also, for an owner of a business, it can be quite being a CEO of your own business can be quite a lonely place. Certainly I've been a CEO in a business, and it's not something you can just share all your things with everybody in your team. So having someone who's, you know, got that financial acumen, who as a CEO you can bounce ideas off, who's perhaps not within your management team, can be a really valuable sort of coaching and accountability voice to bounce ideas off.
Okay, so it's nothing. It's not something that you necessarily would be looking for if you are, say, a business that has, say, 5 to 10 people. But once you start getting up into, you know, maybe 20 or 25 employees, it is something that you would benefit from.
Yeah, definitely. I think at the small level, I think you can start bringing in. It's in a sort of 10-person type business. I think there'd be times where you could bring it in. It might be just less. You know, you might not need that as much as a 25 person. In the experience I've had working in various businesses, it's once you hit that 25 to 30 people mark that you really, you know, the business starts changing from being one where you know everybody and know everything to really having to put good processes in place, and you know, you can't be doing everything all the time. I mean, even to be honest, 10 or 15, that becomes more difficult. You have to start thinking about, we talked about this last week, as an owner, you need to start working, I think, on your business rather than, you know, being in the business and talking to the clients or you know, and actually doing the work. There comes a time where you have to let your team do that and focus on how you're going to grow the business and look forward a bit more. And I think that's where a CFO can come in and help with getting that information, you're really starting to add get value out of your financial information rather than just using it to do your taxes and the regulatory meet your regulatory obligations, which you tend to do in a very small business.
Now, where would somebody find if they've sort of sat back and evaluated and they said, yeah, you know what, we need to hire ourselves a virtual CFO. Where would they go about finding someone, and how would they check that these people are actual reputable and you know, a good fit?
It's a good, very good question, Rhea. There's there's quite a lot going on in the whole accounting space, and a lot of people are looking at advisory services and some things like virtual CFO as a more valuable service that they can offer to their clients. But if you've always worked in tax, for instance, or you've always worked in audit, then you've probably not got the experience to work in a CFO position. So I think you want to find someone who's got worked in a commercial business rather than potentially just in their practice, has had experience in working in lending environments or raising investment money, or and has been at a strategic level in a financial function of a business, an operating business, rather than just on the advisory side. So it's a different skill set than say tax or straight accounting. Saying that, I think, and the virtual CFO can work very well with a virtual finance department, because actually for a CFO to do his job really well, he's got to fundamentally have the right information. So having now a lot of people who offer virtual CFOs, if you can offer a virtual finance department, which the cloud accounting world really has opened up for people, you can then ensure that your bookkeeping and your processes and your internal controls are all working correctly to make sure the information you've got and want to use as a CFO is correct. So the virtual CFO, often I would say you could grow that or start with having a virtual finance department, and that allows you then, as you need to bring a CFO in once you get to the size that you need to and have that information and they need. Because you can bring a very expensive CFO in, but if your finance function is not really delivering the information he's going to need, then it's going to be a limited value.
You obviously, are you capable of being a virtual CFO, or do you work with others in that?
No, I absolutely, it's a service I'm very keen to provide. I've got a background which spans working in corporate operations internationally, both in Europe and Africa, and in practice in Australia. It's covered financial services. I've worked in banking, so I've been involved in looking at businesses from the credit side and lending to them. The virtual CFO is definitely a service that we can offer at Breaking the Mold Accounting.
Well, if anybody has any questions in regards to hiring a virtual CFO or what a virtual CFO is that I haven't covered or they're still not understanding, how can they get a hold of you?
I think you're going to put the contact details on this blog. It's always on my website, breakingthemoldaccounting.com. There's a contact page. Very happy to set up a discovery call and find out more.
Wonderful. Well, I have to say once again, Alistair, it's been very informative. I have no idea what it was. And I think the further we go into these chats that we have, the more I'm learning. And as a business owner, it's probably research that I should have done before opening up my own business to begin with. But we don't think of those things because that's not where our mindset is. So on my own behalf, I do thank you, because you are opening my eyes to a whole other world that I don't necessarily want to know about, but I need to.
Yeah, no, look, I really enjoy it. It's why I went into my own business, is I'm passionate about helping other people's grow their business. And I think there's some really good tools out there to help people and business owners give themselves a better chance of success.
Nice. Well, thank you everyone for tuning in. As mentioned, we will make sure to provide all of Alistair's details below this interview when it airs. Thank you, Alistair. Once again, Alistair Milroy from Breaking the Mold Accounting.
Thank you, Rhea. Look forward to speaking again next week.
For sure. You've been watching another episode of Talking Sense. right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.